Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mbombela tomorrow reaching a high of 31, Johannesburg up to 30 degrees. The ANC says the country cannot simply withdraw soldiers from the peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There have been increasing calls for the country to pull its troops following multiple casualties. Since the weekend, 13 South Africans lost their lives in clashes with the M23 armed group. The soldiers are deployed under both the UN and the South African Development Community, better known as SADC. The ANC, NEC and NWC member Mamoloko Kubai spoke to the media.
Because we have agreed and we are approached by UN to join the mission, you don't just pull out as South Africa. So you continue to fall in. So the conversation will be with all the other countries that have sent missions or sent their soldiers at the DRC as part of the conversation led by the UN.
Moving to politics, former Johannesburg Speaker Colleen Makubele has officially been sworn in as a Member of Parliament for the MK Party. Makubele joined the party after resigning from the South African Rainbow Alliance, a party she founded following her dismissal from COPE. Anastasi Mokhobi reports she was sworn in today alongside energy expert Adil Nchabeleng.
The party praised Makubele for her extensive experience in governance and leadership, while Makubele herself called the appointment a higher calling. Nchabeleng's appointment has meanwhile been hailed as a step towards fostering a prosperous and equitable future for South Africa. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
The party also confirmed that one of its parliamentary members, Duduzile Zuma Sambutla, daughter of former President Jacob Zuma, will appear at the Durban Magistrates Court on Thursday. This now in for her alleged involvement in the 2021 July unrest. It was sparked by the arrest of former President Jacob Zuma following the deaths, or rather, let me just read the sentence again. She is being accused of being involved in the unrest that was sparked by the arrest of her father, President Jacob Zuma, at the time, and it was followed by the death of more than 350 people and property destruction. In other news, the case against Darren Wilkin and his girlfriend Tiona Moodley has been postponed to next week, Monday. They're being accused of possessing and spreading child abuse images. Meanwhile, the organization Women and Men Against Child Abuse has called for perpetrators in this regard to be charged on Schedule 5 offenses. Now, it's usually reserved for those who are guilty of murder, rape or drug-related crimes. But at this stage, Miranda Jordan from the organization says child abuse images are only treated as a Schedule 1 offense.
They have a high likelihood of being granted bail despite the millions of images that are circulating worldwide. A lot of work is ahead of us to change the narrative that distributing crime scenes of children being violated should be a Schedule 5 offence.
And finally, we end off in Britain, where the country's first teacherless AI classroom is being piloted in a private school in central London. The AI systems there monitor how the students respond to course material and provide the school with feedback. The full story is on our news blog. That's it from the news desk for today. From myself, Marlene Frischia, and the rest of the team, enjoy your evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Bye bye, Donkey, Rob, and Roz. My name is Danny Painter, and I do indeed have 30 minutes of more music you're gonna love. Music on the way from Rose, Bruno Mars, Adele, Matt Gardner, Justin Timberlake, and this one from Pink.
If someone told me that the world would end tonight, you could take all that I got for once, I wouldn't start a fight. You could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun, my birthday cake, my soul, my dog, take everything I love. But oh, one thing I'm never gonna do is throw away.